Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel here at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis, Missouri. The text is Luke chapter 14, verses 12 through 15, and the Reverend Sean Denzer is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from Luke, the 14th chapter. Jesus said also to the man who had invited him, "When you give a dinner or a banquet, do not invite your friends or your brothers or your relatives or rich neighbors, lest they also invite you in return and you be repaid. But when you give a feast, invite the poor, the crippled, the lame, the blind, and you will be blessed, because they cannot repay you. For you will be repaid at the resurrection of the just." When one of those who reclined at table with him heard these things, he said to him, "Blessed is everyone who will eat bread in the kingdom of God." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Yesterday the warning was, if you do not work, neither shall you eat. Today we have an opposite warning: do not show partiality. We heard yesterday the important clarification that there is a wise and a right place for some discrimination, some distinction in the church. It's not possible to allow sin to continue forever. It was not acceptable that some in the Thessalonian congregation would continue to disobey the teachings of Christ and the things that the apostles had brought to them. Specifically, that they would be lazy, concerning themselves with everyone else's business, while never contributing themselves. Paul says, take note of that person and have nothing to do with them, that they may be ashamed. A person who persists in a false belief, or who persists in a sinful action, that is a person that cannot have a seat at the table forever. Most significantly, the Lord's table, less significantly, but perhaps more acutely felt to each of us, maybe at our own. Something ought to stand for them as a signpost, telling them they need to repent or they will perish. They need to heed the Lord's word, as we all wish to do if we wish to be members of Christ and His church. Perhaps that means that they can no longer come to dinner at my house. I don't know, but that's not really a petty move unless you make that move without also having the courage to talk to them, to tell them why it is they're not invited tonight, and to urge them to come to their senses. That's what Paul says. Warn them as a brother. Specifically says, don't treat them as an enemy. We don't talk to those people. Now, today, the Pharisees, as you know, were very discriminating about whom they would invite and deign to eat with. And that's not good discrimination. When Christ was invited to one of their houses, they tried to entrap him with another one of those, is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath day or not, questions. They had invited a crippled and lame man there to the table, a man with dropsy. I guess you could say they did what Jesus told them to do in our text today. Invited the crippled and the lame and the poor, at least in the outward sense. But you know why it wasn't a fulfillment of what Jesus said. It was all a trick. They didn't care about this man. They had no compassion for him. He was a pawn in their game. They brought him here with one intention, not to better his condition or give him some reprieve, but just to entrap Jesus. Jesus, in the end, of course, turns the trap on them. That's why he tells these three parables, and this is the middle one today. Its message is very simple on its face: don't show partiality. It's a fine companion to what we heard yesterday. We are not really earning our living in order just to support ourselves only, that we would sit and eat our bread alone. We have brothers. We have a whole church with us. It is, in fact, not just ours, but our neighbors, everything that God has given to us. It is our desire to do good, to not grow weary in doing that good, to all, and especially to the household of faith. Now, the poor are not always lazy and idle busybodies. And in fact, the crippled, and the lame, and the blind, and everyone else who faces great adversity, they cannot repay, they cannot pull themselves out of their condition. And the Christian response is to care for such people. Why? We sing about this in the Benedictus so often. We are free to serve God without fear, holy and righteous in His sight through the forgiveness of sins. We are able to do good for the sake of that good, not for reward or repayment or some kind of tit-for-tat agreement. It is a wicked tendency, however, that we always would be more discerning. And that is to invite the people that we find pleasant, to give attention to the people whose company benefits us most, whether they offer to us good intellect, or good humor, or good bourbon. Imagine instead spending your time, and maybe spending your money too, listening to an old man tell you about all of his ailments, or someone give a really long-winded story about all of the problems that they've had that doesn't seem to have any resolution or point to it. Only a pastor gets paid to do that. Not very much, even. Not enough to make it worth doing it, I can tell you from my own experience. What would make someone actually do that? Love. Only love would make us do that. Sacrifice our time, our intellect, and yes, even our money, in order to help someone and show compassion to them. Dear Christians, God actually creates that kind of love in His Christians. And if you lack it, ask Him for that love. Now, after this, about paying and giving to the poor who can't repay, the man blurts out his comment, "Blessed it will be to eat in the kingdom of God." Now, perhaps he's missed the point. The Lord's parable that follows really suggests that. But of course, the statement is not wrong in its expression. It's only wrong in its timing. The kingdom of God is not off in the future, as Jesus mentioned at the resurrection. But it is, of course, right now. The kingdom of God is present in front of him. Jesus is the very Christ of God present in front of him. That means that they are already eating in the kingdom of God together. This, of course, should show what the Lord is teaching in this parable, even deeper than telling us to maybe invite the poor next time as well, but to show us that this is what He Himself has done in all of His work, that He has cared for those who are real losers, who are real boring, who are not able to repay Him, who are not even able to do what He asked, who aren't doing a particularly great job of working so that He should give us any food even. This is, of course, the Lord's depth of mercy, His love that really is never-ending, that is over the top, that is undeserved. This, of course, is what He uses to inspire us, to show us that we also should be merciful as He is merciful, loving as He is loving. So our hymn is perfect today, that we would pray over and over again that His will be done, and that we recognize that prayer is that His will and His love actually would become our love too. God grant it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about long and short-term opportunities to serve, visit servenow.lcms.org.